Broadcasting live from the South by Southwest Music Festival. So glad to have you here. I'm Steve Seal. We got some more special guests here on stage with us. Here's a band that's having a very exciting year and who also come from one of the oddest sounding places on the planet, Ashby de la Zoch. And I'm sure I'm not saying that right. We'll talk about it later. It's a real place. It's in Leicestershire, England. They take their music and their hometown pride very seriously. And they are currently touring in support of their new disc, Voices of Animals and Men, which we've been enjoying quite a bit on the current. Please welcome the Young Knives, ladies and gentlemen. Young Knives, ladies and gentlemen, live here from South by Southwest. That was great. Excellent. Thank you so much, guys. It's nice to have you here. We're broadcasting from Buffalo Billiards live at South by Southwest. First of all, guys, I must lavish embarrassment upon you by saying how much I enjoy the disc. It is called Voices of Animals and Men, and we'll get back to talking about that in a minute or so here. But first, Mr. Henry Dartnall, I'm going to ask you to introduce the other gentleman here as well.
Well, yeah, hello. I'm Henry, I'm the singer. I'll go first. I'm the leader of the band. This is the House of Lords on bass.
Mr. House of Lords over there on bass.
Hello, you've got spit on your chin, by the way.
Oh, fine. Yeah. Lovely. It's the effort I put in. And this is Oliver on drums.
Hello.
Oliver back there. Doing a very nice job. Now, House of Lords over there, I have to ask, how did you come to be House of Lords and not, for instance, and not House of Commons?
Well, A, I'm not common, so.
All right, okay.
Basically, the idea was that I, because I veto all their ideas, apparently.
Oh, is that
but
what it is?
Actually, the truth of the matter is I just say, that's a rubbish idea. I'm not vetoing it as such. Just
you're just dismissing it out of hand.
They don't know what they're doing. I say, don't do that. We're not doing that. That's never happening. So that's it.
Now, all three of you guys are from the same town, and I completely slaughtered it. I knew I was going to do this, so help me. Here's another, you know, just tireless yank trying to pronounce the name of your town. Now, it's part of Leicestershire. Help me
well,
with it again.
You got that right.
I practiced on that one. No. I tried practicing that one, but I couldn't get the other one. So it's Ashby de la...
Zouche.
Zouche. Yeah. Ashby de la Zouche. I almost said something else. And this is... This is a farm community sort of thing?
Market town.
Market town?
Market town.
Yeah. And
don't,
you guys still
don't
live
go there.
Why not?
It's rotten.
Do you still make it your home, though?
It's where we grew up.
Yeah?
Yeah. And okay. That's most people think of where they grow up as, I don't know, you try and get away, don't you? Unless it's really cool, which it wasn't.
Yeah. So where are you living now?
We live in Oxford.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So now, the record, again, Voices of Animals and Men, you've got this... What is this frightening monster on the cover of the record, first of all? It looks like this kind of hay bale guy. What is that?
Straw bear. It's one town in the UK that has this kind of... it's like a fertility festival where everyone gets drunk.
Okay.
But they have a guy dressed up as a straw bear. And they parade him through the streets. It's a bit kind of Wicker Man, you know, they burn it at the end. And
oh, okay.
It's supposed to be good for the harvest.
All right. But you have some affinity for this whole village fete kind of thing, right? Didn't you do...
We all make jam. We all do Morris dancing. And...
when do you have the time to make the jam? Is
no,
that
we don't really.
No, I was going to say. But your video for The Decision has this sort of country fair kind of thing going on. So I was wondering if this is something that, like, you know, do people still do these things?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. They don't burn real people at the end of them anymore like they used to, which is a shame because that would have been that'd be awesome, wouldn't it? But they do it all over the place. Yeah, little villages having, you know, cook up a pig and everyone dances and... You know, that kind of thing.
Uh-huh. And something called Splat the Rat, which I heard. I don't know if I really want to know what that is. But
to hit a rat with a stick. A rat comes down a drain pipe, and as it shoots out the bottom, you have to try and hit it with a stick if you can.
It's not a real rat.
It's not a real rat. Just
it
in
used
case.
To be, again.
Right. Just in
then
case.
We ducks and witches, and it's pretty harmless.
Just in case we have any of those, you know, sensitive public radio types listening. Why don't you guys play another song for us here live?
Oh, go on then.
It's the Young Knives.
Yeah, it's The Decision.
Yeah.
The Young Knives, live from South by Southwest. That wouldn't be autobiographical from you, House of Lords, would it? About your decision-making powers, would it?
Would it be what?
Would it be autobiographical? A bit?
Yeah, that's the truth.
Yeah.
So you got Andy Gill to produce this record. That's amazing. That's incredible.
Yeah, no one knows who he is in the UK, you see, but...
Nobody in the UK knows who Andy Gill is?
No, Gang of Four were never that big in the UK. They're getting there now because people have quoted them as an influence, but they were much bigger over here than they were in the UK.
That blows my mind. I can't
believe
it. Too
political for us. The BBC banned everything back in the day, you see.
Oh, my goodness. Well, which is crazy because it's not like, you know, Gang of Four was being played next to Madonna back when, you know, on mainstream FM radio here either. Yeah. But maybe there's a different kind of there was a different sort of underground thing happening here, I guess. But so, yeah, Andy Gill from Gang of Four. I didn't realize that he was a big producer and was producing lots of stuff.
Well, he is now. Now he's produced our records. He's massive.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
That's right.
Done himself a
it's
few gonna
be. That's going to be the top line on his business card, man. No. Forget about it.
No, he's great. He did some of the Futureheads tracks, and he's done... He did the first Chili Peppers album. It's not the best, but, you know, he did it.
So what was it like working with him? Was it, you know, was it a collaborative thing? Did he come in and say, this is how it's going to be, or, you know, what?
No, it was good. It was kind of like, it was a good work. He was good at keeping us awake and making us work, and we were good at telling him when his ideas were bad. So it was quite, if they were bad, some of them were really good. But, you know, we had quite, it was a good working environment,
Was it intimidating, though, to tell Andy Gill that his ideas were bad?
Yeah, he looks like he's going to kick your face off if you say anything to him that's kind of negative about his ideas.
Yeah.
But you soon learn that's all just, it's all a front.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, like I said, we are really impressed with the disc. We are loving Voices of Animals and Men. The Young Knives here from Ashby de la Zouche, originally now Oxford, England. Did I hit it that time?
Yes, you did.
Oh, all right. I'll get it right from here on out. What else are you guys doing here at South by Southwest, by the way?
I think we're playing 10,000 times?
Yeah.
Or is it 11,000?
It might be 11,000.
We've got another couple of gigs today, and we're going to try and see some bands.
Yeah.
But it's quite overwhelming. So I think the best plan is just to walk around and see what you come across.
Well, that's what I was wondering, really, is, you know, I've sort of been asking various bands when they come through here, you know, there's, like I said, there are 10,000 bands probably. So how would you have time though with your schedule? But if you can catch some.
Well, it's kind of tempting to go and see all the people you know, but then I think that's a mistake because I can see them all playing in their bands back in London or whatever. So we try and go and see stuff that's not necessarily going to be in the UK all that much, new stuff. But, you know, we end up seeing absolutely nothing, mainly. Lying in the street, drunk.
Well, that's also an option here.
Yeah.
So, anyway, thank you for playing our little gig here on The Current. We do appreciate it. And if you would take us out with one more song, that would be nice as well.
Okay.
The Young Knives here, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. It's called Weekends and Bleak Days.